Evers used his veto pen to make only small changes to the budget passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature. The final plan includes the majority of a GOP-backed tax cut first introduced last month. Speaking at a press conference in Whitefish Bay this morning, the governor said the tax cut keeps his 2018 campaign promise to cut middle-class taxes by 10%.
Today I'm keeping my word. This morning I'm signing one of the largest tax cuts in Wisconsin state history.
Republican lawmakers were quick to criticize the governor for calling the tax cut an accomplishment in the budget, saying it wasn't his idea. They pointed out the governor's initial budget plan would have raised taxes by $1 billion over the next 2 years. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.